This is the 8th lifeboat station. It's the most northerly and one of the most remote in the RNLI network, but it's far from backward and basic. At the outer end of the pier is a £2 million 7-class lifeboat. It's 42 tonnes of high-tech equipment with two marine diesel engines pumping out 2,500 horsepower. It's capable of 25 knots and it bristles with the latest communications and navigation equipment. At the inner end of the pier is a folding Edwardian glass plate camera with a black bellows body, a brass lens housing at the front, and a man with his head under the blackout cowl at the back. That man is Jack Lowe, and he's taking a photograph of this fast modern boat in one of the slowest and oldest ways possible.
The lifeboat station project is a journey to all 237 lifeboat stations. I'm a photographer working as the Victorians used to, making glass plates at every single lifeboat station.
Why?
It's a melding of childhood dreams and passions. Ever since I was a boy, I've wanted to be a photographer and a lifeboatman. So I'm halfway there. I'm a photographer. I've never been a lifeboatman, but I've been on plenty of lifeboats on exercise.
It started out as a project he'd devised for himself, and he'd simply asked the RNLI for permission to visit their stations. However, the life-saving charity has become so impressed that it's offered to take on a greater role in supporting and promoting the project. Joanna Quinn is a spokeswoman for the institution.
Well, we're in the process at the moment of talking to Jack about how we can support him practically to help finish the project. And as the project approaches its end, we'll be looking at how we can get involved with exhibitions and books and like a massive national exhibition, somewhere really big like the Tate Modern, where you could see all of the plates at once. That would be amazing. But I'd also like regional exhibitions, because this has really involved every station on the coast, or it will involve every single station on the coast.
It's seen by the charity as an awareness-raising exercise, but it's seen by the local lifeboat coxswain, Hilton Henry, as an interesting diversion. He and his crew are also having their photographs taken as part of the project.
Look, when I saw the pictures, I was well impressed. It's unique. I'd never seen anything like it before.
It's an interesting combination of very old technology on the cameras and very new technology on the boat.
Yeah. If we'd had a boat at the same time as that camera came out, we'd been rowing it.
John Robertson is the 8th lifeboat mechanic. The project really has captured his imagination.
I'm hopefully going to get a commission done for myself as well, just to have in my house, because it's once in a lifetime kind of photo of this. I'll never see it again.
It is a negative. And then I'll pour a chemical onto it, and it's a real magical moment. Well, I hope it will be. Well, pour fixer onto the plate and it switches to a positive image before your eyes.
The lifeboat station project is expected to take several years to complete, and photographer Jack Lowe is now a quarter of the way through the task. The work involves setting up the old camera, cleaning and treating glass plates used for creating the images, using chemical washers to develop and seal the pictures, and travelling many, many miles around the coast of Britain. In a time when digital photographs can be taken in a second or two, Jack can spend the thick end of an hour getting the shot that he wants. But for him, that slow pace and painstaking attention to detail is what makes it important. The end results promise to be stunning, but for Jack, the journey is most important.
I've become unhappy with the role that I was in within the photographic industry, and I knew I needed a new challenge in life. So I set about working out what it would be to follow my heart, because I knew whatever I did from that moment, it had to be special.
This is therapy as much as art, isn't it?
It really is, actually, yes. It really is therapy as much as art. I would wholeheartedly agree. And this journey in itself has its ups and downs that need to be dealt with. But overall, the experience is just extraordinary.